AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Families of young kids have been waiting for this. The Food and Drug Administration is clearing the way for people 5 to 11 to get a kid-sized dose of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. They could start getting them next week. At the Vatican today, President Biden was asked if abortion was discussed during his meeting with Pope Francis.
No, it didn't.
The president is Catholic. Some conservatives say he should be denied communion because of his stand on abortion and same-sex marriage.
I came up and just talked about the fact that he was happy I was a good Catholic man.
He said that you should keep receiving communion.
Yes.
Later in Rome, President Biden tried to patch things up with America's oldest ally. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
France was furious last month when the U.S. and Britain worked out a secret submarine deal with Australia, leaving Paris in the lurch and complaining about being misled.
What happened was, to use an English phrase, was clumsy.
Meeting in Rome, the president did not apologize to French leader Emmanuel Macron, but conceded the deal was not done with a lot of grace, saying he thought France had been told about it. Macron says they clarified what needed to be clarified.
What really matters now is what we will do together in the coming weeks, the coming months, the coming years.
As he sought more U.S. help in fighting extremists in Africa. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris will receive a coronavirus booster shot tomorrow. In New Mexico, lawyers for Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who was in charge of weapons on the movie set where Alec Baldwin shot and killed cinematographer Galena Hutchins, says she doesn't know where the live rounds found there came from and blamed producers for unsafe working conditions. Gutierrez Reed had worked on one previous feature film. This is AP News. Pope Francis issued an appeal to world leaders ahead of a UN climate summit.
Francis wants political leaders not to waste the opportunity created by the upheaval of the pandemic to change course and chart a future based on a sense of shared responsibility for a common destiny, calling for radical decisions to protect the environment and prioritize the common good rather than nationalistic interests. Francis says the most important lesson we can take from these crises is our need to build together so there will no longer be any borders, barriers, or political walls for us to hide behind. He was speaking in Thought for the Day on the British Broadcasting Corporation. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Zayn Malik pleaded no contest to charges he harassed his girlfriend, supermodel Gigi Hadid, and her reality TV star mother Yolanda during a violent argument last month at the family's home near Philadelphia. Ed Donahue, AP News.